Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa School of Social Work, offering the opportunity to earn a master's degree from anywhere in Iowa, including an all-online MSW program. Information at socialwork.uiowa.edu.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Derecho 2020 swept across the state of Iowa just over a week ago, picking up force in central Iowa and devastating towns and rural communities along the way. Let's talk about the Meskwaki settlement near Tama. It was hit hard by the storm, and Lawrence Spotted Bird is executive director of the Sac and Fox Tribe of the Mississippi in Iowa, also known as the Meskwaki Nation. Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me how the storm affected the Meskwaki settlement.
Well, like most of the state of Iowa that was impacted, we had some pretty comprehensive negative impact with trees and limbs and power line outages because of the storm. And also we had approximately 200 of the 350 homes on the settlement with some levels of damage from major unoccupiable now to minor where they can still live. And so there's a major damage to some of the facilities, fortunately not all. And so that was the less extent of the damage to our facilities. Most of it was on the residential homes around the settlement.
So, I mean, gosh, at least two-thirds of homes, you're saying, with damage. And much of the Meskwaki settlement is wooded, a beautiful natural area. Tell me about how your trees came through this.
Well, it was a beautiful natural area. Now it's a pile of rubble. And so we've been working very hard, all hands on deck pretty much, with all of our staff to refocus the priority on mitigating the damage. Initially, we initiated the action, of course, Monday afternoon, soon after the event hit us. The weather turned out nice, fortunately, in the afternoon, so we could quickly assess and start mitigating. Our staff have been working since then primarily to clear roads and access to homes. Major roads around the settlement was our priority. We were able to accomplish that by Tuesday evening with some homes that were further heavily wooden and damaged. We needed heavier equipment for that, and so we had to address those days following through Wednesday.
Yeah, and you have your own public works department, although I can't imagine it's so large that it was really up to taking on this task alone.
Well, no, we had our public works facilities, workforce development, apprenticeship program, housing program, use all hands on deck equipment. We had to contract with a private contractor for some of the heavier duty stuff that our equipment couldn't handle. And, of course, just mitigating and facilitating passage so we can safely remove people that needed to be removed. They can our residents could safely come and go to get food and other things because they were without power all over the settlement as well as with the whole region. And so all of them lost some amount of food, all their food.
Yeah.
And so we've been not only doing that process but taking care of the people, primarily the elders, but also the people with health issues and people that have damaged homes that are unsafe, power lines, maybe, down power lines over or near the driveway. So we've mitigated those folks out of the area. And we've been stressing the hotel because we filled up the hotel with displaced people and still had people we couldn't accommodate because the rest of the communities the hotels were full as well. So we just had to do the best we can for those folks. And then the hotel is down as far as the number of people that we are putting up because they're still powered, they're still dangerous situations, and so we're still taking care of our people.
And you had volunteers come to help you from the Potawatomi tribe out of Kansas?
Yes, they called us almost the next day. Said they're sending a team to help clear debris, and they indeed did that and showed up that evening Tuesday evening and got on the task Monday morning and worked through Saturday. team that was sent was authorized by the tribal council of the Prairie Band Potawatomi in Kansas, Mayetta, Kansas. And so they did a substantial amount of work to help clear the areas and support our staff who were working on the task as well. So we really thank them. We had other tribes that stepped up for supplies. Black and Fox Nation out of Oklahoma, kind of like a related tribe, stepped up and are going to send us some financial support, as well as they're organizing a woodcutting clearing team to send up for us. And so we're working with that.
I've been following some of the pictures that people have been sharing on Facebook from the settlement. And of course, we've seen so many communities all over the state of Iowa really come together in the wake of this storm. And the Meskwaki Nation is no exception. I've seen that you've had community meals and people really taking care of each other. What has your experience been like? How are you feeling about your community?
Well, we're feeling very good about the community, although it's taxed with basically this is the third emergency we've dealt with. You know, the ongoing COVID that we're still dealing with, but we had a flood event here that impacted and displaced a lot of people less than 2 months ago, and now this. But the staff, the community, step up. We had a lot of about 40 to 50 community members volunteered for the initial hard cleanup process Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're still getting calls for support to come our way. It's going to be a long-term process to clear all the debris, but access and entry to the home sites are available now for people to come and go. Power is coming on. We're estimating this morning 70% of the residents have power. There's still people that about 30% do not have power. Mm-hmm. And so we're working to, and of course the providers, Alliant and REC, are both working diligently with our staff, because there's some in-house or on-house electrical components that are our responsibility that we need to fix before they will come in. So we're coordinating with them very well and getting those things done. So we're seeing reports of people getting power slowly but surely.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of work left to be done. Lawrence, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you for allowing me to make a quick report on the settlement here. And we still need support. We've been, again, impacted so much for the past few months that we're strained. We're hanging in there, but we're getting a lot of support as well. So thank you, everybody, for helping us here. And we hope that we can get back to normalcy here somewhat soon.
Yeah,
but we're still dealing with the COVID as well. We have to work around more positive cases that are coming up as well. So we have to kind of work around that issue as well.
Yeah, and I fear what recovery from this storm will do to positive cases of COVID as well in all communities. Lawrence, please take care. Lawrence Spotted Bird is executive director of the Sac and Fox Tribe of the Mississippi in Iowa, also known as the Meskwaki Nation.